A sound that is likely to ripple through the nearly $3 trillion company that is Apple. Able to beat back a move to unionize a store in Atlanta, but now defeated in Maryland.
I want to give a huge shout out to Atlanta because they prepared us for a lot of this stuff that they were going to do. So that helped us a lot.
By a nearly 2-to-1 margin, workers at the Apple store in Towson, Maryland, voted to unionize, the first Apple store to take that step. In May, these workers sent a letter to Apple CEO Tim Cook, saying they had the support from a solid majority, adding they wanted more rights to information and collective bargaining.
We're literally the face of Apple. How is it fair that we are being dictated as to what to do, what to say, how to act, but we don't get any say in any of the things that are happening in our everyday lives?
Apple has yet to publicly respond, but they did recently raise hourly wages from $20 to $22. This is just the latest massive company to see its workers move to unionize. One Amazon warehouse in New York did the same recently. After employees from a Starbucks in Buffalo voted to unionize, more than 150 of the company-owned stores have now voted to follow suit. Given the tight labor market, analysts expect this to continue.
A labor shortage, workers are emboldened as a general proposition, and also because of the consequences, the fallout, so to speak, of the pandemic.
These Maryland workers sent a message to try and make sure that happens.
Don't be scared, because it's scary, and that's okay. But don't be. Realize that if we can do it, you can do it.
But this is just a first step for workers. Now they have to try to negotiate and win concessions from some of the richest and most powerful companies in the world. Patty Culhane, Al Jazeera, Washington.